Full 18-pound pension I have in a year, which causes my wife to drink whiskey and beer. Her tongue like a cannon does sound in my ear before the daylight in the morning. Her praises and beauty I mean to expose. She's dirty and filthy with her old snuffy nose. She's a shame to all women wherever she goes, with her clothes all in tatters a-hanging. Not a shoe or a stocking I have to my feet. My bed is without either blanket or sheet. I'm ashamed of myself when I walk on the street. Pray, what do you think of my darling? My shirt without washing, it sticks to my back, while Nellie's out sporting with Patty or Jack, or running in score for every knick-knack, while I must pay off my last farthing. Not a tooth in her head with which she can chew. God pity the poor man who's married a shrew. Not a shift to her back, either white, black, or blue, that ever was hit with the water. Her hair without combing is matted and rough. Her skin is like leather, all crusty and tough. And I'm getting tired, I've sure had enough. Oh, why did I wed such a darling? And then when her cronies, they come in for tea, while I in the corner had nothing to say, or out in the garden a-digging away, while Nell in her cups is a-storming. When in for the leavings I happen to pop, while Nell and her gossips are gone to the shop, back biting their neighbors and swallowing their drops, and I must pay out my last farthing. To finish my ditty, I fervently pray, before she can ever drink whiskey or tay, that God or the devil will whip her away.